Ken Goldberg's portal to the spirit world is a small industrial robot.
This is an Adept 604S Scara-type arm, which means that it has 4 degrees of freedom. And it's used for industrial assembly.
Whoops, okay, now it just moved, didn't it?
Yeah, now it's kind of quiet.
Goldberg is a UC Berkeley engineering professor who divides his time between art and industrial robotics. The Adept 604 holds the planchette of a Ouija board, watched by unseen players on the World Wide Web. Software combines the movements of their individual cursors to control the arm. So the planchette is moving as if guided by a ghostly force, just what you want from a Ouija board.
Right, exactly. The idea, it really is intended to be used by more than one person, ideally, say, 5, 6. Mm-hmm. That's when you get behavior that's really pretty complex and hard to predict.
The project, called Ouija 2000, was chosen this year for the Whitney Biennial. Spiritual seekers can find it on the web at ken.goldberg.net in appropriately dramatic stage dress.
Okay, so when we go to the site, here's what comes up.
Now, what are the interesting aspects of the way a Ouija board traditionally works?
Well, there's this idea of collaboration where multiple people are trying to control the same thing. And there's an old theorem that goes back to the 18th century by de Moivre called the central limit theorem. And it underlies all of modern statistics. Basically, the idea is that if you take a bunch of noisy variables and you add them together, the result will be a better result, will be more accurate than any one of the individuals.
Suppose, for example, that you had several small telescopes at different locations, all trained on the same distant star. Each would receive a noisy image distorted by the atmosphere. According to the central limit theorem, when these images are combined, the resulting image should be more accurate than the component images.
This notion, let me give you another example that of a technique called the Delphi method. And this was developed at the Rand Corporation in the 1950s as a way for groups to predict things about the future. For example, when will the Soviets get the hydrogen bomb? It's a typical question. Today we might pose it as, what is the population of Alaska? Now, if you go into a classroom, nobody probably will know. But what you do is you ask everyone to give their estimate, and you put them up on the board in sorted order, and then you take the average. Now, the way that the Delphi method works is that you don't stop there. You then have people raise their hand and argue why that average is too high or too low. You go through a little discussion, then you take another vote, and everybody gives their estimate, average it again. And after three times, that invariably that answer will converge to within 5% of the true population.
Come on. Uh-uh.
It's an amazing thing. The theorem and the practice seems to show that the more people, the more accurate this will be.
Is this how the CIA gave us such a good picture of the Soviet economy?
Yeah, they had a bunch of people guessing in a room, basically, yeah.
Goldberg's online Ouija board applies the central limit theorem to a system of collaborative remote control. In an experiment, he replaced the traditional Ouija board with a maze. Two undergraduates viewing noisy, distorted video images of the maze tried to move the planchette through it. Working alone, they were substantially slower than when their control signals were combined by the Ouija board program. Of course, in a traditional Ouija board, participants are told not to move the planchette, but only to follow its motion. Any movement that does occur should therefore just be random. There should be no signal to discriminate from the noise. But part of the fascination of the game is the idea that there is an unconscious signal in the random movements of the players. That's a familiar thought. It sounds like the invisible hand. Ken Goldberg.
One of the things that I'm very interested in right now is the quantification of taste. And it's another category of knowledge, in a sense, related to opinion. And the examples of this are sites where you're able to go in and rate, say, a series of books or music. And then the system will generate recommendations. And the way those systems work is by a very interesting pattern recognition problem. Essentially, what I have to do is look at your ratings and find people like you.
Goldberg himself has a joke recommending site. The software asks you to rate 10 sample jokes. Then it suggests other jokes you should like. I'm a little bit lost. We're kind of averaging out people's attempts to control the planchet in the Ouija board. And we're looking for ways to quantify taste. And we're asking sort of practical questions about focusing that fuzzy dot. What's the relationship between these things?
Okay, because I think in all these cases, we're looking at collaboration. Every time you rate a joke, it helps you personally because it tells the system something about you, but also helps the community because it seeds the database with more statistical sources.
It's impossible now to escape the parallel with the World Wide Web itself, where the actions and transactions of growing legions of individual web surfers are increasingly tracked, measured, and modeled. The ultimate online Ouija board may be the Internet itself, although in this domain, it's not yet clear where the invisible hand will guide us. I'm John Rieger.